coming to you from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Tonight, we welcome back into our spotlight from Toronto, Ontario. J. Lee Wolf is in the house. Singer, composer, and actress. She's been staying busy with TV and movie productions, and today she brings us her debut album, Wild Whisper. She will be stopping in. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Oh yeah, let's start it off with something from J. Lee. Here's Hush. Brand new from J. Lee Wolf. That's the title track, Hush. I say hush. She says hush. All right, here we go. Thana Redhawk, Electric Butterflies. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Electric thoughts, electric minds, moving with electric hearts through an electric life. Electric as in a lightning cloud, thunderstruck in the rollings and goings on. Electric without plugs into the matrix. Electric like the stars that light the night sky. Electric like love's tender touch. Electric like waters that flow. Electric like the winds that blow.
Thank you. will fix the problem, said the church. Come with me, little girl. This won't hurt. Someone said, lift her skirt and lay her in the dirt. If this stays hidden, there is no villain. If you want to defeat the Indian, take away their children.
You broke my heart, now you want my soul. It's tearing me apart. Where do lost souls go?
That's music from Tom Jackson, Lost Souls, brand new. Souls go. I'm Larry Kay. Want to let you know that you can get a hold of me right now. Email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And you can text me at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-NATIVES. That's 936-628-4837. Hook us up right now. Here's Vince Fontaine, Indian City, Great Night. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
I'm on a step into my power. It's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. Women of my tribe are made of stone. Try to break them, take them from their homes. See them rise from smoke and flame. Names change, but blood remains the same. I'm on a step into my power. It's always been right there next to me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me. I'm gonna step into the space my grandmother saved for me.
That's music from Jasmine Nacena. That's her title track, Power. All right, Star Nene, Free For Me. We are indigenous in music.
Come on. Balança, 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 balança
That's music from Astrud Gilberto. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us. We're on the web. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to be right back with our guest, Jaylee Wolf, in the spotlight.
Do you like Indigenous art? I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, Terry Glad Flores, and Ellen Sillaboy. That's on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Have you heard? Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is a nonprofit 501c3. Indigenous in Music and Arts, showcasing the contributions to arts and entertainment from Indigenous peoples around the Western Hemisphere. To find out how you can be part of this and become a member or donate, go to indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Come visit our new Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 500 videos. This is where we make our family connections, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us and subscribe today.
Oh yeah, come over and visit and subscribe today. Now that's what I'm talking about. The Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. Two places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we have the pleasure to welcome back our guest from Toronto, Ontario. Jaylee Wolf is in the house. Singer, composer, and actress. She's been staying busy with TV and movie productions, and today she brings us her debut album, Wild Whisper. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Jaylee Wolf. Hi, Jaylee.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on, Larry.
Yes, you've been staying busy too. Wow, well, last time you were just doing music. Now you're doing movies. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been the busiest year of my entire life.
Wow, good news. That is good news. Well, hey, it's great to have you back. And we have a lot of new listeners since your last visit. Why don't we start by an introduction, a little bit about yourself, and then we'll jump into your new album, and then we can talk a little bit about the TV and movie production. So go ahead, Jaylee.
My name is Jaylee Wolf, and I belong to the Soto First Nations community up in northern British Columbia. And I'm currently living in Toronto, and I'm an artist, as Larry has already pointed out, musician and an actor. And I'm just really honored to be here.
When did your music career start? How old were you?
I've been working on the music for a good amount of years now. I feel like I've been really working on it, like focused though, for about three and a half, 4 years. And so during the pandemic, when everything was shut down, I started to do a lot of healing work, and I started to write more, like, just for, you know, catharsis and right. storytelling. And so that's when I started my solo project. So it was just at the beginning of the pandemic. And then I decided to put it out this year. And I'm really glad I did it.
What are you singing about on this album?
So definitely this is autobiographical. Like, it's a lot of personal stuff. So I'm talking about a little bit about being raised in a cult. I talk about my dad being a part of the 60s scoop and sort of trying to work through, you know, healing from that and reclamation. Right. And I talk about a lot of personal things, like coming out about my bisexuality, and definitely a lot of healing things for me that I got to sing about.
Right, right. Now, was this easy to produce? Did you produce this album?
My partner, his name's Hayden, he produced it predominantly, but I did co-produce. So, like, I got to not, I would say he predominantly did it, but I definitely, it was really great because this is the first time I sat down and I played with the sounds too. And I brought in things that I wanted to hear. So I definitely helped with the production.
Nice.
But
A lot of learning. Right on.
For me, because I wanted to take, like, control. And so,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, did you have guests?
No, nobody else on the EP.
Wow, nice. So who played all the music?
Oh, actually, I did some of the guitar, and I did a little bit of drumming. And
oh, cool.
So it was just, it was just me and then my producer, and that was pretty much it.
Right, right. Yeah, it sounds good, too. You did a really good job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It sounds good on my end, for sure. Now, how did the movie and TV production start? How did that all break in?
Actually, like, the first TV show I ever did was Mohawk Girls, which was really fun little comedy on APTN. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, being on set was pretty awesome. So I continued to audition. But this year, my acting really took off. And yeah, I got to be very, very busy on multiple different productions. And I can be honest, I'm totally and completely burnt out right now, and considering I'm considering definitely taking a break from all of it. But yeah, but it was great. Great learning curves for me this year.
Yeah, what was the name of your TV show?
So the show that definitely took up most of my time is a new show on Hulu FX, and it's called Why the Last Man, and it's based off a graphic novel. And it's a post-apocalyptic show where all of the men, except for one man, dies. And it's sort of what happens after that, where it's just like women kind of ruling the world. Yeah.
Good one, huh?
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. How about your movie?
One of the movies is called The Exchange, and it's a comedy based in the 80s.
Okay.
Which was really, really cool. Really, really fun cast. Got to work with the director of Borat. And it was a lot of laughs on that.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Well, Jaylee, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show and hear a little bit about what's going on. And great, you're taking a break. You need one.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and the new music. It's a pleasure to hear it. I love it. You always got good tunes coming out from up there in Toronto. Jaylee, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I have pretty much every social media.
Okay.
So it's just my name, Jaylee Wolf.
Jaylee Wolf, and Google it. There you go. Right on. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Jaylee Wolf. She is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and read all about her and her new solo project, Wild Whisper. And you can hear her music on her homepage at jayleewolf.com. Jaylee, great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Keep me posted. You're doing a lot of work, and definitely you need a break. So let's connect again real soon.
Definitely. I hope so. Thank you.
Yes. We're going to play you a track from her new album, Wild Whisper. Here is Lead Me.
You know you're sexy, mother.
That was music from Jay Lee Wolf, and that was Lead Me off her new album, Wild Whisper. In case you're just tuning in, Jay Lee was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
She was just a young girl looking for a good time, running with the wrong crew, caught up in the hood life, bought into the gimmicks that the video sell. But those directors want you to limit yourself, and it must hurt to not know your worth. Another misguided youth feeling less than dirt, not knowing that a rose can arise from there. It may take a little time to find diamonds. Wear in your soul, not on the soles of your shoes. If your heart is a gem, it shines brighter than jewels. I know it's hard to follow rules when they're stacked against you, when you're caught in a trap and see no potential. But she started to see it in, started believing in, started today she would slaughter her demons. But she got caught slipping, getting on the right track, cause the streets have a funny way of pulling you back.
Light the fire for the moment of these taken lives. Gone to the spirit world, the dancing with the northern lights. Godmother's praying, hoping maybe they'll be home tonight.
Just a res boy, child of the system. Grew up in the CFS, nobody would miss him. Thoughts in his mind, ties, knots intertwined. He plots with his time of a spot he could find. A place to call home, a seed, love in the eyes. But the feeling's unknown, so his spirit sometimes takes him to a place where the darkness conquers. Cause he grew up in the house full of heartless monsters. Only saw him as a check, drove him bonkers. One day he took pills prescribed by doctors to take away the pain of the memories of broken homes. It was getting hard, try to make it in this world alone, not knowing that the pain was something he should never know. Not knowing that his life could be something worth living for. Well, I could tell a story, so it hides the truth, but there was no glory when he tied the noose.
Light the fire for the morning of these taken lives. Gone to the spirit world, the dancing with the northern lights. Godmother's praying,
to the wind. He was facing his sins, kept a strong front but was breaking within. Secrets inside he was taking with him to the grave. If he had to, it was sacred to him. In the air was a hymn. Was it more of a chant? Heartbeat was a drum. It was pumping so fast. Feel the rush of the travel. Beneath him no saddle. The dust it did fly. His feet crushed through the gravel. Destination was known. Guided by stars and the moon was his light. He would get there by dawn. He traveled alone with a song in his heart. He was strong but the beatings had torn him apart. He thought in his mind if they'd known from the start, his parents would never have let him depart. They were saving his soul, healing his spirit when he made it to home. He begged and he pleaded to not send him back. It was not what he needed. They were so broken down, lost and defeated. They did no better but sent them to school, residentially murdered for breaking the rules. Speaking his tongue, they would call him a savage. He was beaten for days. Besides Bibles they brandished, one morning he vanished like dust in the wind. Unmarked was his grave, and beside him were friends.
Light the fire for the morning of these taken lives. Gone to the spirit world, the dancing with the northern lights. Godmother's praying, hoping maybe they'll be home tonight. Your light is burning bright.
That's music from Leonard Sumner, Morning Star, off his Thunderbird album. All right, Tall Paul, someone great who looked at me. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Kick back in my time machine, reminiscing everything was so promising. Siblings let me win so I would feel like I was king. Caught the pistol, ran it in, then I was high as he. Who's kneeled down when I've cried and brought the sky to me. Like God the grid, I am about my highest being. Fell in love with the sport when I was high as knees. Then I learned to Jim Thorpe and I knew I could beast. Blow up and get the paper like them shocker peas. Go up to snake the ball on ya like mice and flea. Show up, I'll be showing up because I've got to peace. That was the Jim Thorpe effect of my philosophy. But somewhere down the line I must have lost the beat. Started going for my feast like like I forgot my teeth. Jim Thorpe isn't in the public conscious, P. All I'd ever see was black and white on colored screens. All I hear about is Chiefs, but they're all long deceased. Man, I wish I could have seen you play ball on TV. I wish that you received the same notoriety the mass media has given all these other athletes. I just needed someone great who looked like me. Jim Thorpe, you could be my Muhammad Ali. Afflicted with addiction, alcoholic like Pete. No submitting, both spitting up in college like G's. My focus not there, we probably both got B's. You're the star RB, I'd skip the smoke trees. When I finally got sober, I became an MC. Messing up on stage cause I care what people think. I needed your influence, I don't care what people think. See, for me to feel great, man, I needed that drink. Graduated school and flushed the lick down the sink. Now I gotta be you for kids who wanna be me. I was young, Jim went in one and out one. Cause even though he's GOAT, I was outdone. How I'm supposed to stay inspired by the Top Gun when they never say a word about him, not one. All I heard was Tyson, Jackson, and Jordan. It made me feel like other races were more than. On top of that, I had identity crisis. I thought not even sports could save me from how serious my life is. Young native growing up without his culture. No role models to show me it was out here. Didn't have a dad and mama's gone for weeks. You would think it's romance the way you swept us off our feet. The foster home is the modern day boarding school. Kill the Indian and say the man, you know the rule. Matter of fact, old Jim Thorpe knew it too. It took the life from us and made it all dark and blue. We were all athletically gifted, but when we played them white kids, somehow we just missed it. In them big street football games, I see now it's more mental than anything. Became resentful of my one true queen. Started clouding everything with blunts and things. Giving women fists instead of diamond rings when they deserve my heart and all the finer things. Dang, old Jim, we got a lot in common. I'm glad I finally came around to put the time in. Cause you're the type of hero I know I could vibe with. A legendary native athlete is what I miss. At least I can share your legacy with my kid. Them other athletes are dope, but they ain't GOAT.
Nope.
Sitting bow was great, but ancient war ain't sport. It's time I shut up about your name, but they ain't spoke. All I hear about is Chiefs, but they're all long deceased. Man, I wish I could have seen you play ball on TV. I wish that you received the same notoriety the mass media has given all these other athletes. I just needed someone great who looked like me. Jim Thorpe, you could be my Muhammad Ali. Afflicted with addiction, alcoholic like Pete. No submitting, both spitting up in college like G's. My focus not there, we probably both got B's. You're the star RB, I'd skip the smoke trees. When I finally got sober, I became an MC. Messing up on stage cause I care what people think. I needed your influence, I don't care what people think. See, for me to feel great, man, I needed that drink. Graduated school and flushed the lick down the sink. Now I gotta be you for kids who wanna be me. First of all, let's define what's the greatest. It ain't about marketing and being famous. So we can't exclude the nameless and faceless just because they didn't have the frames then to trace it. With that said, let's get down to some basics. I don't think a one sport athlete can claim it unless all the measurables reach out to the spaces. Haven't seen that, it's just facts that I'm stating. There's a lot of great names erased on that basis. In baseball, Jordan never made it to the majors. Boxing was the only sport Ali made the papers. But he used this platform to fade all the races. So next to Jim Thorpe, he's my vote for the A-list. Bo was the first two-sport all-star, but Jim Thorpe epitomized their ability. A star in many sports with great versatility. He won gold in the Olympic decathlon. A 10-event competition, can you grasp on? Play football with no face mask on. A three-time champ with the Bulldogs of Canton. And to be clear, he put his teams on his back. As a place kick, a punter, and a running back. Put the ball in his hands and he run it back. An All-American college football champ. He was decent playing Major League Baseball. If you don't know about him, you should probably facepalm. Got inducted into three major Hall of Fames. Track and field, the NFL, and the NCAA. Somehow these sports fans still got none to say. I guess they didn't have SportsCenter in his day. Leather shoes, no drugs, no hope. To accomplish all that, bro, he's gotta be GOAT. All I hear about is Chiefs, but they're all long deceased. Man, I wish I could've seen you play ball on TV. I wish that you received the same notoriety the mass media has given all these other athletes. I just needed someone great who looked like me. Jim Thorpe, you could be my Muhammad Ali. Afflicted with addiction, alcoholic like Pete. No submitting, both spitting up in college like G's. My focus not there, we probably both got B's. You're the star RB, I skip the smoke trees. When I finally got sober, I became an MC. Messing up on stage cause I care what people think. I needed your influence, I don't care what people think. See, for me to feel great, man, I needed that drink. Graduated school and flushed the lick down the sink. Now I gotta be you for kids who wanna be me.
To me after we dance for me, and I wanna see the way you move.
bite your tiger by the toe. Ooh, if he holler, make him pay. Yeah. That $50 check we pay. Let's go now, you, me. I know it was from the start to right. So I told you, baby, you and me, we gon' take off for two tonight. Come on. Now, baby, look.
Hey, you missed part of today's show? You can always find us. We're on the web, all over, SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And don't forget, our music page, indigenousandmusic.com.
Indigenous and Music with Larry K is now part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit, 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
The holidays are upon us. Come visit our Two Buffalo Virtual Gallery. We are dedicated to bringing you the best Indigenous artists in today's communities. There might be something you like, and explore the possibilities. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
You're invited to our artist-sponsored Shirt Shack, where our current artists bring you a collection of their unique album artwork. Choose from an array of colors and t-shirt styles. Your order helps support our Indigenous in Music mission and goals. Visit us on our music page at indigenousinmusic.com.
Now that's what I'm talking about. All right, music now. From Blackbird, here's Make It Last off their Who We Are album. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Make it last, yeah, yeah. pain and destruction make up the past. We must make it through to make it last. Yeah, yeah, we can make it last. We can.
Veía, vine a hablar de la vida en el barrio, vine a contar todo lo que quería, vine a buscar una gente para bailar. Sé ya un tiempo que yo llegué, los caminos de la vida me trajeron, me quedé. Hoy pido al selecta un ritmo de reggae para darte algo que es bueno, aquí te esperaré. Vengo con el flow de esta mi rima danzante, clandestina sin papeles, ilegal, incesante. Victoria y en el camino del perseverante, mi sangre, mi gente, mi tierra pa'lante.
I'm Larry Kay. That's music from Haicho, Parabellia. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us all over the web. We're on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And don't forget our music page.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.